In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This time of the year has become known as Creation Tide in the Church's calendar. And we tend to use this season as a time to remind ourselves that we are stewards of God's creation. It does not belong to us, and we have a duty to look after it responsibly and to hand it on to the generations that come after us. Today, though, I want to dig a bit deeper and look at the theology of creation. You will notice, by the way, that all three readings today refer to creation, but each in different ways and draw different conclusions from the fact and the theology of creation. The letter to the Hebrews tells us in chapter 1, verse 2, that through the Son, God created all things. So then creation is not just what God the Father did in the beginning of time. Creation involves the Son. And as we know from Genesis chapter 1, it also involves the Holy Spirit, which moved over the face of the waters. This should not surprise us because God is and always has been a Trinity. And the whole Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is involved in creation. Hold on to that important doctrine for a moment, and I'll come back to it. Some people have interpreted the first five chapters of Genesis to show that there is some fatal flaw in creation, or else that human beings have wrecked God's perfect creation. The first of these ideas underestimates God. The second overestimates humans. Because these two interpretations mean either God made a mistake, or that human beings are somehow more powerful than God. Then you find you have to say that the birth of Jesus was God's plan B. And these sorts of ideas have been around since the days of the early church. We call them heresies, and they're still with us today. So, back to Orthodox Christianity and the doctrine of the Trinity. If, as the writer to the Hebrews says, God created the worlds through the Son, then the work of the Son has been operating in creation for all time. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 says, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. The verbs that we associate with Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity, are verbs like reconcile, redeem, justify, save. These things all came into being as part of the creative act of God. They were there from the beginning. God has created a world in which reconciliation and redemption were built in from the start. You will notice I talked about verbs to describe the work of the Son, reconciling, redeeming, and so on. At school, we learnt that verbs are doing words, and creation is about something God has done, is doing, and will do. We might notice the incident in Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16, when Jesus says, it is to such little children, that the kingdom of God belongs. Amongst other things, children, as we realised earlier on, are by definition in a state of becoming, developing. More verbs again. And this is what our theology of creation tells us. Creation, like the kingdom of God, is also about things becoming and developing. Creation is not a once and for all event that happened in a moment of time, many thousands or even many billions of years ago. This theology of a dynamic, unfolding creation tells us, for a start, that the theory of evolution is perfectly compatible with orthodox biblical Christianity. But that's hardly news. Most mainline Christians accept that. Our Trinitarian theology of creation, though, also tells us that we need to be careful about what we mean when we say God has a plan for you, for me, for the world. When we talk about God's plan, we do not mean that he is a control freak who micromanages our lives and programs everything that happens down to the last detail. That sounds more like the Muslim concept of inshallah to me. Or it could lead to an isolationism that is content to lead the fate of others, or indeed the environment, in God's hands, and say that it's nothing to do with me. God, who is Trinity, does indeed have a plan for his creation, and it is simply to reconcile, to do what it takes to bring good out of evil. We began to listen to the book of Job today, a kind of extended philosophical treatise on the whole problem of evil in the world. And as that book unfolds, we see how, yes, God's purpose is to bring good out of evil. So it's not so much a plan then, as a promise to act always in accordance with his nature. To sum up, our theology of creation must begin with the Trinity, for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all active in creation. Redemption and salvation were part of creation from the beginning. God did not need to alter his plans or come up with a new plan later. God's creation is dynamic, a continuing process which was and is to come throughout all ages. Amen.